Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement. Shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all our land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it will be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man to his possession, and ye shall return every man to his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of the vine undressed. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of jubilee, thou shalt return every man unto his possession. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," verse 18. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Amen. Listen to this. "He closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day..." Woo-wee. "This day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears." Amen. John chapter 9, John chapter 8, verse 32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." 34. "Verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Bondman, slave, bondage. Verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Free indeed. Could this be a jubilee? Could this be a jubilee? This year the Jews are having their jubilee year. This week they begun celebrating 50 years of statehood. It's jubilee in the land of Israel. It's jubilee in Jerusalem. Amen. 50 years ago this July, upon hearing about Israel returning and the Lord coming soon, that's what they told me in that tent meeting. And the Spirit of God got a hold of my heart and said, "For you, it's now or never." 50 years ago this July, I gave my heart to Jesus, and soon I walked like a stranger in my crowd. Some mocked, some left me in pity at the cross to which I had bowed. But the next night, a bunch of them got saved. Until 23 of my friends, including my brother and sister, got saved. Hallelujah. They've wandered far away from God in the last 50 years. Far away from the message that we originally heard. I'm just about the only one in the whole bunch, amen, that's still living for God. Oh, V. Young living up in Michigan, he's lost and backslid. My brother living in Mamma Spring, Arkansas, a backslider. My sister living up in Hartford City, Indiana, and going to a nominal church of sorts. Amen. A far cry from the way we got started. Praise God. Hey, we need a jubilee. Could this be it? Could this be it? Glory to God. Ah, yes, the 19th chapter of Job tells us that Job said, "Those skin worms destroy my body, yet in this flesh I shall see God. I shall behold Him for myself and not another. I know my Redeemer liveth, and He shall stand at the last day upon the earth." Praise God. Aren't you glad you know your Redeemer liveth? Amen. Wouldn't you like to see a move of God that would bring things back to normal? Would you like to see a move of God and bring people back to God? Wouldn't you like to see a move of God and bring backsliders back to Christ? Wouldn't you like to see a move of God and put homes back together and it'd be just like nothing ever happened? I tell you folks, it can be. The Bible said in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, "Follow peace with all men and a holiness without which no man shall see the Lord." Amen. "Make straight paths for your feet," He said, "lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, and rather let it be healed." Or let it rather be healed. Praise God. It seems like healing is there. We've got to let it happen. It seems like deliverance is there. We got to let it happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus walked into His own home church, and things were not well in Israel. Things were not well anywhere in Israel. They were under the hard heel, the iron heel of the Roman Empire. The people were far from God. They were far from the God of Abraham. He told them in this same chapter 8 I read to you. They answered and said to Him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." They were able to produce the goods even though they boasted as sons and daughters of Abraham. But then Jesus walked into His own home church. And He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to the captives, to open the eyes of the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised." And then He said something that we often miss. "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now that's very important. The acceptable year of the Lord. In my Nelson Bible, it don't have too many references in it, but my Nelson Bible refers there at that acceptable year of the Lord back to the 25th chapter of Leviticus, and the 25th chapter of Leviticus deals with Jubilee. Hallelujah. Brother, they didn't know it, but the Jubilee had walked into the synagogue that day. The Spirit of liberation had walked into the synagogue that day. They didn't realize what a day that was when Jesus said to them, after He said them to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, which in Bible terminology means the year of Jubilee, the year when the slaves went free, the year when the bondman went free, the year when those that had been sold out went free, the year when inheritance disposed away were returned to their original families and clans and people. And then Jesus said something to them that really upset their apple cart. He said, "This day this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Nazareth could have had Jubilee right there, but rejected it. Why did Nazareth reject Jubilee? Because most folks are under bondage to the devil. Most folks, their whole economy is founded on sin and the devil. Did you know that if Jesus came to Hamilton, Ohio today, healing the sick and casting out devils, he would arouse the anger of every hospital, doctor, lawyer, merchant in Hamilton, Ohio? The pharmacies would have to close up. The hospitals would have to close up. The doctor's offices would have to close up. Amen. And you could proclaim Hamilton the most healthy city on earth. Amen. Because Jesus come to town. And the first thing you know, they wouldn't want Jesus in Hamilton. Because it upset the economy. People quit smoking and they quit buying tobacco. And the stores had to go bankrupt. Amen. The dance hall couldn't get enough people to have a dance. And so they had to close up shop. Amen. And the casino down here on the river wouldn't be able to get enough people to play poker. Amen. And so they'd have to close up shop. My goodness, if Jesus came to town, it'd be a terrible time. You know why the devil don't want us to have Jubilee? He don't want to give up his slaves. He don't want to give up his servants. He don't want to give up those that's financing his economy. Why, if Jesus came to town and won Hamilton, Cincinnati to God, and a cinema couldn't open up, amen, think about it. They'd be mad at him. No wonder they were mad at him. Amen. Is he proclaiming a Jubilee in Nazareth? Hey, I've had these servants for years and years and years, and I'm not going to give them up. Who's he think he is? Hey, I've had these slaves for years and years and years. I'm not going to give them up. Who's he think he is? And they led him to the brow of the hill. And rather than have Jubilee, they were going to throw him over the mountainside. You know the reason folks don't have revival? They don't want it. You know the reason folks don't have a move of God? They don't want it. Amen. You know the reason they don't have it? They don't even like preaching. They don't even like the Word of God. Hey, a lot of folks go to church, they just endure. And they quote that scripture, said, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." And so maybe if I endure to the end, I'll make it. Amen. Hey, you got to get another attitude about it. Praise God. The devil's not going to give up easy. No. Amen. You've been spending your money for rum. You've been spending your money for drugs. You've been spending your money for tobacco. You've been spending your money for snuff. You've been spending your money on the lottery. You've been spending your money for everything in the world. And you're not ready to quit. You're in bondage. And you want to stay there. You're in chains. And you've been in chains so long, you like it. When Jesus stood in his own church in Nazareth and said, "This day," what did he say? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It's Jubilee time, folks. You can go free. I come to heal the brokenhearted. You mean I'm not going to have my counseling office anymore? I went through college and studied counseling, and I'm not going to be counseling the brokenhearted and the lovelorn anymore. Get out of town, Jesus. I don't want to lose my job. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, "I come to heal the brokenhearted."
to set at liberty the captives. You mean I'm not going to have my job as jailer anymore? You mean I'm not going to have my job as policeman anymore? All the captives gone free? Hey, get out of town, Jesus. I'm not going to lose my job. I worked at this job too long. To set at liberty them that are bruised? Well, I've been a chiropractor for years. I've been rubbing. I've been a what they call them, rubbing doctors. Huh? What? No, that's one that just bones. A rubbing doctor. Stop. Huh? You have to say it loud or not? No? No, it's a rubbing doctor. No? Amen. Something pat. Not psychopath, but... Amen. Hey, they don't even call them doctors. I mean, now doctors don't even believe they're doctors. All they do is... you mean I'm going to lose my job? A rubbing bruises? Amen. Oh, Jesus, we ain't got any room for you. Amen. They could have had Jubilee that day, but they wasn't ready for Jubilee. Because you see, the whole economy of the world runs on sin. Just about all of it runs on sin. Help. Amen. Could this be a Jubilee? Wonderful thing about the Jubilee was every 50 years, everything went back. Amen. Here's Grandma and Grandpa, 75 years old, walking on a cane, going down the road. They've been turned loose from their servitude. They're not servants anymore. Him and her, he's been the gardener and she's been the cook for a rich household for years because they had to sell out when he's young. And now 50 years later, they're walking down the road. I wonder, Mama, if it'll look the same as it looked. And they get closer and closer. And finally, they top the hill. There it is, Mama. Yeah, Daddy, there it is. That's where we started out. That's also where we lost it all. It don't look the same up. Yeah, but Daddy, we may be old, but we'll build it back. We'll see it come back to life again. We may not have long to live, but we'll enjoy our freedom while we got it. And down the hill they go. Amen. And they find the old pile of rocks where the old house was originally built, where they started out, had their children and their honeymoon, and it ain't much, but they joined glad hands, and they danced around, praise God, the pile of rock, and said, we'll build it back again. It's ours now. We're free. Is a cripple around? Their inheritance. They got it back. Aren't you glad? Praise God, it no matter how old you get, God can give it back to you. And aren't you glad that no matter how down the road you get, how far away you get, how far down the road you go, that God can give it back to you. Hey, waited 50 years, praise God. What a glad day it is. The trumpet finally sounds. What's that I hear? Don't you know? That's Jubilee. That's the acceptable year of the Lord. This is a year of our deliverance. Gates swing open, prisons swing wide. Hallelujah. Slaves go free, and people go back to their inheritance. And they claim their possessions back again. Every man, he said, shall return to his possession. Have you lost something? I want to ask you, could this be Jubilee? I'm going to answer the question. It can. Jubilee meant a new beginning. I wonder if we could have one. I wonder if we could start all over. I wonder if we really want to. You gotta want to. Praise God. Yes, you gotta want to. Could this be a new beginning? Think of it. Old bondage gone. Old debts settled. Couldn't pay their debts, so they went into bondage. Amen. But old debts are settled. Old grudges forgotten. A brand new day. It's a brand new day in Israel. I want to tell you, it'll be a brand new day in the church when old grudges are forgotten. Old debts are settled. Old wrongs are forgiven. And old wounds are healed. And it can happen overnight if we'll let it be healed. Jesus said, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Think of it. When the same sun came up on Jubilee morning, it was a brand new morning for Israel. A brand new morning in God. A brand new beginning. Nothing against anybody. Rich man, poor man, beggar, thief. Amen. Old debts settled. Praise God. Sentences canceled. Glory to God. What a day that was. A new beginning. Old sins forgiven. You want it? Would you like to see it happen? Praise God. Or are you so locked in on the old life of bondage to sin that you'd rather stay there instead of be free? Jesus said, he whom the Son makes free is free indeed. He said, I'll set you free. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? He said, this day the scriptures fulfill in your ears. Hallelujah. You see, every time they had a 7-year rest, you see, Israel had 7 years cycles. And that last year was a mini jubilee. That 7th year, things went back. That 7th year, debts were canceled to a limited degree. And that was a preliminary to the 50th year, which they'd count 49 of those 7. Amen. And then they'd have a 50th year of jubilee. But then not only that, they had a week wherein 6 days they would labor, and the 7th would be a day of rest. An amazing thing is that when God proclaimed a day of rest, the servants rested too. The slaves rested too. The cows rested too. The donkeys rested too. The plow rested too. The stove rested too. Amen. The cook rested as well as those that ate at the table. Everybody rested and everybody was equal. Amen. The prince that sat on the throne and the knave that sat in the hovel. They all rested and they got a preview of what Jubilee was like. You know what? When we take Sunday off and go to church, we get a preview of heavenly things. He makes us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But when we dog-headedly go on just like Sunday never came, we go on with pleasure, we go on with sin, we go on with work. And Sunday has become in our time just another work day. We're saying, I don't need a jubilee. I don't need to be free. And they go on in their bondage. Their body wears out. Their machinery wears out. Amen. But God gave us many preliminaries to a jubilee, praise God. And because He gave us Sunday, we can sing the old song. Every day is going to be Sunday. By and by, some of these days, we're going to heaven and we're going to be with the Lord forevermore. What a day that's going to be. Praise God. But then there's something else. When somebody had bad luck and their crops failed, and they couldn't repay their debts, and they became a slave, They became a bondman to their debtor, or to their the one they was obligated to, their obligador. Amen. They became a debtor to them. They became a slave. And were into bondage. They, their wives, and many times their children. They became a slave. Because they couldn't pay their debts. There was one thing that could intervene. And that was, if you had a rich kinsman, he could redeem you. And pay your debt and set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you could go free any time you had a Redeemer. You could go free any time you had somebody to pay your debt. Mom and Daddy could go free if they had a son could pay their debt. Amen. Nephew and niece could go free if they had an uncle that would pay their debt. If they just had a Redeemer. That's what Job said. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. Devil, you may attack me now. And skin worms may destroy my body. Praise God. But my Redeemer's alive. And he's walking down the street this very day. Praise God. And he's going to stand at the last day. And devil, do your best. Because your last days are coming. And the day of judgment are coming. Praise God. My Redeemer lives. And he's going to stand that last day upon the earth. And he's going to proclaim my liberty. Ooh, glory to God. And that rich uncle pays the debt. I mean, in 45 years before Jubilee, Mom and Dad goes free. 40 years before Jubilee, brother and sister goes free. Because somebody redeemed them. Hallelujah. The Bible presents us with a seven-sealed book in the book of Revelation. It tells us in that seven-sealed book, amen, that a deed has been captured. That an inheritance has been disposed away. Amen. And that we need a Redeemer. In the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation, praise God, in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, our Redeemer appears on the scene. And he said he's worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. Hallelujah. And reveal the contents. The only problem is this whole world has been under the economy of the devil so long. The devil has built his foundations and built his empire in this whole world so long. It belonged to God. It belonged to the saints. But now he's nesting in it. And the Redeemer appears on the scene. Praise God. To chase off the squatters. And give it back to its rightful heirs. That's the reason for the 7 years of great tribulation, folks. It's God's grand...